for lower intermediate students and above. Interesting news of the world. Facebook suggests contacting dead friends. Social networking site invites users to report friend or relative's death to remove sensitive updates and contacts. The social networking site, which is used by 300 million people worldwide, made the controversial changes at the weekend. One of the most prominent additions is an automatically generated box suggesting the user reconnect with a specific person they have not contacted for a while. But within hours, dozens of users reported feeling distressed when the new feature told them to get in touch with someone deceased through the site suggestions feature, which is intended to help users find other people they might know. More than 900,000 have reacted against the changes by joining a group calling for the site to go back to normal. A user, Emma, 27, was confronted by the image of a deceased friend when she logged into the site at the weekend. "Like many of his friends, I haven't deleted his profile, and that would feel weird. I'm sure thousands of Facebook users are in the same position. When someone dies, there doesn't seem to be much you can do about their profile. It would be nice to keep it as a memorial, but there is no way of acknowledging what has happened to that person. There should be a way of recognizing this on their profile, or Facebook should remove the feature altogether to avoid causing offense." Facebook does offer a memorialization option and invite users to alert them to a death, but it is not widely known or published. The glitch reveals the insensitivity of the algorithm, according to Mashable blogger Pete Cashmore. He also found examples of the site suggesting ex-husbands and wives. Facebook is investigating the situation. Man charged after getting puppy drunk on vodka. Iowa. A man in America is facing charges after he allegedly got a puppy drunk on vodka. According to authorities, 28-year-old Jared Levi Colony of Iowa City was looking after the dog on behalf of its owner for about an hour. While the owner was gone, Colony poured some flavored vodka into the dog's bowl and encouraged it to drink. When the owner returned, the dog named Pip was unresponsive and had its tongue hanging out. "Pip's just a little drunk right now," Colony is reported to have said. Pip was treated for alcohol poisoning at the local at Bright Eyes and Bushy Towers Veterinary Hospital and survived. Sergeant Troy Kelsey of the Iowa City Police told the Press Citizen newspaper, "I don't know what Colony was thinking. I suspect he thought it was funny. It isn't humorous at all." Colony has been charged with animal abuse and could face up to 2 years in prison if convicted. Man admits drink driving in lazy boy chair. A man has pleaded guilty to an unusual motoring offence, driving his pimped-up lazy boy chair while drunk. Dennis Leroy Anderson, 62, attempted to travel home from a bar in Proctor, Minnesota, in the comfort of his motorized reclining seat after drinking several beers. On the way, he crashed the chair, which was powered by a lawnmower engine and had its own steering system, into a parked car. Police tested his blood alcohol levels and found they were more than 3 times the legal limit. He was not seriously injured in the incident. The luxury chair, which could reach top speeds of between 15 and 20 miles per hour, was even customized with a stereo and cup holders. The Duluth News Tribune said, "Police in Proctor now plan to sell it off at an auction with other forfeited items," the paper added. Anderson has been sentenced to 2 years probation for drink driving.